Blog Talk Radio.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at His command. Well, you don't have to worry. Hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Maggie Haberman. The Veterans Health scandal is much more than just another broken 2008 promise.
I revere our soldiers and want to make sure that they are being treated with honor and respect.
Fast forward 6 years and more than two dozen VA facilities now suspected of covering up delays in getting veterans urgent care, in some cases with deadly consequences.
We have to find out, first of all, what exactly happened.
Now, that moment, that wait-and-see statement last Wednesday at the White House might well be remembered as the breaking point.
President Obama, the most powerful man in the free world, always seems to be the last to know about what's going on in his own administration.
Forget for a moment that Republican outrage. More and more Democrats in key 2014 races are calling for the president to get a spine, they say, and fire his Veterans Affairs Secretary. And what more and more Democrats are saying privately is scathing, calling the president and his team detached, flat-footed, even incompetent. Maggie Haberman, that's what strikes me, what Democrats are saying privately. In the wakes of the healthcare.gov problems, They see a president who doesn't want to take command, doesn't want to act fast, raising the competence question. Some Democrats who believe in government. This White House doesn't appear to have its hand on the lever.
Yeah, and you've heard for a long time this White House doesn't appear to quite have its hand on the lever at various points. But this week really marked something. This past week marked a change where you saw Obama with that very sort of tepid press conference. He was sort of in, sort of not in with Shinseki. He had a meeting about foreign policy with senators who were expecting him to be there. He wasn't there. They filed out. One of them said that he thought it was the most bizarre meeting he had been at in quite a while. All of this adds up to somebody who just doesn't seem at all involved.
Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to the Dr. C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Welcome, folks, to another hour of the Dr. C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Actually, we don't have a whole hour to do the show tonight. We're experiencing some power outages in the area as a result of some storms that have been taken place. Last night, my show was cut short twice. It was interrupted twice due to power outages in the area here in Georgia, not far from Atlanta. And power is going on and off. Over the last hour or so I decided to go ahead and cut the show short because just about an hour or so before the broadcast, the power came on, it shut off, it came on, it shut off. And I didn't want to, you know, keep rescheduling the show. Last night I was broadcasting and the power went off and all across the neighborhood. 5 minutes later, it came back on, and then another 5 minutes went by and it went off again. And so that's been occurring throughout the day here in Georgia. Apparently, Georgia is not geared toward ice storms and all of that. There's a big old mess. Folks, schools are closed. Everybody's home. It's a big old mess. And so we're just going to go ahead and restart again tomorrow when we have more time. And we're sure that we're not going to be interrupted. So I do apologize, folks. I know you guys love my show, and I love doing it. But with everything that's going on, with the storms we're having here in Georgia, wind storms, ice storms over the weekend, really. You know, it's become a hindrance in broadcasting this show here with the power going on and off and on and off. And so hopefully, you know, you'll bear with me. Come back tomorrow because we're going to go ahead and rebroadcast this episode And we're gonna start again, just like we I pledged to start again today, from yesterday. So hopefully you'll stick with me and tune in and we'll get the ship righted here. I got some folks in the chat room who are a little disappointed that the show is not going to be continuing tonight, but we're going to continue this. We're going to get this going the rest of the week. I may even do a show on Friday and Saturday just to make up for it. But you know what? I know you guys have plenty of things you could be doing and you choose to come in and listen to my show, and I do so appreciate it. Today, you know, the weather isn't cooperating and, you know, the power going on and off, it's a big old mess. I love you all. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Please bear with me and tune in tomorrow and we will, I guess we'll start again. God bless you, folks. We are out, I guess. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, let's see. It looks like, it's kind of sad. Well, we're out, folks. Good night.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello and he said, hi, what's doing, whoa, said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy said. Got mad and he saw red. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyers, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. The brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, sipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down, and a big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyers, 'cause the judge in the town got lucky. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house, and back that night were mine. His cheap wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, his sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, that's the night that they haunted the innocent man.
for the touch.